All right, Mr. Oliver. Is Pastor Andrew in a good mood? Oh no, I just want. Taking out his own teammate. Well, he's gone next week, surely. Surely you'd be like, you're fine, right? Not after all these, what, from the old way backs coming back and having issues. Well, I was just happy that Geelong lost. That's all I just don't want them to win. Like, I know it's possible Bulldogs, did it a few years back. And I think our 2015, we went over to West Coast, got smashed, and then came and met in the grand final and won. So, but hopefully for Geelong's sake, guys, they'd have to go through Melbourne, so they look good. Yeah, well, I haven't seen the Bulldogs, but they haven't had the best run of form the last 4 weeks. But, they've just got so much talent. I don't And he's not even, I wouldn't even say he's in the top 10 best goal, like, I mean forwards. But yeah, that just says, when a team. Are we talking footy?
I figured. What team do you go for, Pastor Andrew? No, I'm not a huge footy person myself, so
Even though in
yes,
Brisbane.
I do go for
Okay, just checking.
the
Just checking.
Knights. I was in my head, I'm like, do you ever live in Queensland? Like,
Well, that were the Bears. Where were the Bears located before?
Bears, yeah. There you go.
No, I've heard of them, like, but I don't remember. I only really started 1990. I only really got into it when I was 17, so just before we won the 2008 flag, and then watching the 2008, like that year of that footy year, and just getting swept away in it. I kind of got hooked since then. So that was when I probably started taking notice a bit more. Before that, I was kind of like, yeah, I go for Hawthorn. But once you see them win a grand final, you get all the feelings, you get swept away. It's hard to. Yeah, and I had to go back. Well, I started off Geelong. Dad still carries a big scar on him. He refuses to acknowledge that I exist in that area. Because my brother and my dad go for Geelong, but then I got converted by mum, so. West Coast. Yeah. Oh, that's. Thanks, Mr. Oliver.
Morning, everybody.
Morning. Thank you for the introduction, Mr. Oliver. We are very young. At least we feel very young. That's what we tell ourselves. Yeah, it'd be our pleasure. Thank you. Well, shout out to our life group. You guys are amazing. We love you. But I suppose, yeah, to start off with, ours was our kind of life group just grew naturally. So it started off, I just approached a couple of my mates, said, hey, we'd love to just catch up with you guys regularly. Because once we have three young boys, a 6-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 5-month, and between working and just having family and kids, just catching up with friends is just a lot harder. So just made a bit more of a effort to go, I'd love to catch up with you guys regularly. So just chose a couple of share a similar like life. We're all married. And then from there, Lucy really wanted to join and connect as well. And because we have three kids at home, and if I left the house to catch up, she would be stuck at home. Decided to invite them over here and join, be one of the guys, which is awesome and which is fantastic because, turned into four. And then through that, we added a couple of more wives and hopefully soon to be wife. No, just embarrassing that person. I won't name them. Yeah, and it kind of just grew like that. And we're just so glad it did because not only do we love them and have, forming great relationships and going deeper, we just love hanging out and just doing just life, as you said, together, stuff we would normally do. Of course, we unpack the word and go through what's relevant in our lives, how our marriages are going, how we're just coping with all different things, especially during this time. During lockdown and just catching up on a weekly basis. And then after that, because we're having so much fun and because we love them, we would all stay on and we didn't want to leave and we'd watch a TV series together. So it's just a very flexible, kind of fluid group that just kind of grew naturally because we all just love doing the same things. I'm sorry, you can now.
Yeah, I suppose for me, I created that going deeper and that deep connection in conversation with people. So, not to steal Justin's friends, but I've sort of journeyed with them a bit as well, and they're people that I trust and that I love, and that's why I kind of wanted to be in it, because I wanted to be able to go deeper and do life together. And yeah, now as the group has grown and there's more women in there now. I think there's more girls than boys now,
There is
isn't there?
now.
I just love it. I love every week being able to touch base, and it's just the little things, the day-to-day things that we go through that we can share. But then also the deeper things as well, and there's accountability and it's safe. I can even be on the Zoom meetings in my pajamas and there's no judgment. Yeah, but I really value, yeah, doing life with these people.
Amen. Definitely. Yeah, great. I would just say that, we totally understand what it's like. I'm trying to work from home. I'm a school teacher, and I'm on computer screen a lot, especially throughout the day, trying to homeschool a prep, his first year of prep, and a 5-month-old who likes to not let us, sleep during the night, all that kind of stuff. So we totally understand that life can get tiring, busy, stressful, but I suppose when you've got that time and you as you said, you kind of look forward to it, and there's some nights you're kind of like, do we have the energy to share and give more of ourselves? But we always, we start in, we always go in and walk out going, oh, I'm so glad we did that. Like, not only do we just have a great time with some mates and some friends, have a good laugh, we were encouraged, we were supported, we were not judged. We could share honestly and openly about whatever's going on in our week, our day. And because it's weekly, you have a bit more chance to touch base and kind of support each other in the short term, which is so great. And you just have a good time. You build each other up. You always point them to, where we should be heading and kind of supporting them in that. And then you just walk away just going, well, that was so much better than just plonking on the couch and, kind of watching TV and zoning off, or going to bed early trying to catch up on some sleep. You're like, I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I was supported. I'm glad I could share. I'm glad I could have a laugh or just open up. And it's always so beneficial. And so many times you can go, oh, I just don't feel like it tonight, or I had a busy day. But I suppose when you have that friendship group, it's just.
We've never gone and been part of our life group after not wanting to, and then walked out going, wish I didn't join tonight, like that was a waste of my time. We always end it and go, I'm so glad that we actually did catch up and did touch base. Like, we've had some fantastic discussions and like debates and all those kinds of things, lots of fun, lots of laughs. So it's always worth it. So if you haven't already got yourself into a life group, I encourage you to think about that, those people that you can connect with,
Absolutely.
journey with, because yeah, we're all made for connection.
Thank you.